Tonight's Girls Soccer Sports Report for Tuesday, April the 7th is brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. Two of our area girls teams in action on a windy and a cold Tuesday night, both of them having long travels as the Kemper Knights headed down to Lewis Central. Now, Lewis Central would grab a 1-0 lead in the first half. The Knights offense was getting some good looks, just not able to get anything into the goal, but that would change in the second half. Riley Massey would find Sierra Poonens with about 10 minutes left to tie that one up at one apiece, and that is how it would end as Kemper and Lewis Central end in a 1-1 tie. Eddie Intover had a strong night in goal for Kemper, finishing up with 10 saves. The Knights had 12 shots on goal. Again, just got that one goal last night. Riley Massey did have an assist. Sierra Poonens with a goal, and Addie Intover again with 10 saves. Tonight scheduled to be back in action on Thursday as they will host Red Oak. Now ESAC also in action last night. They traveled down to Loma. The Raiders looked sharp as well, picking up a 4-1 victory. Carla Blasi would finish up with a hat trick. She had 3 goals on the night. Sarah Bontrager added a goal, and Jordan Carroll had 2 assists, while Danae Thayer finished up with 5 saves. Now that one started off slow for both teams offensively as the defense is really dominated through about the first half of that first half. But Jordan Carroll would find Carla Blasi with about 13 minutes, 14 seconds to go in the first half to put the Raiders up 1-0. Blasi would add her second goal right before the end of the first half, scoring with 17 seconds left to put the Raiders on top 2-0 at half. They would extend that lead with the 23:50 mark of the second half as Blasi picked up her hat trick, her third goal, and they would cement the victory with Sarah Bontrager scoring a little bit later on an assist from Jordan Carroll. That put the Raiders on top 4-0. Loma would add their lone goal with about 4:12 left in the match as the Raiders pick up the win again by a final of 4-1. The Raiders will be on the road to Panorama coming up on Thursday night. Again, a full look at all of the stats, in case you missed it, for both of last night's games are available again below. And again, this is Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.